Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up podcast. The seafood industry's optimistic exports to China will be able to resume in the coming weeks. Coronavirus is forecast to see seafood production value fall by 12% to $2.81 billion this financial year. Rock lobster trade to China has ground to a halt as a result of the outbreak of coronavirus, with the country accounting for 94% of all rock lobster exports. I caught up with Seafood Industry Australia Chief Executive Jane Lovell to find out the latest on the impact of coronavirus.
Well, Eddie, thanks for your interest and for recognising that our industry has been one of those very severely impacted. So I guess in a lot of instances, we were sort of the canary in the coal mine. We were one of the first industries that felt the impact of the closing of the markets in China, and it's particularly hit our export seafood. So about 58% of the exports from Australia, seafood exports from Australia, do go to China. So when we lose that market, it has a significant impact. I'm pleased to say that we're seeing some slight easing and a bit of movement into the Chinese market now, but it's really early days. But I think it's also really important for people to recognise that there's been a real domino effect from export to domestic markets. So we've seen things, you know, like dramatic price reductions for domestic sales, as well as people not going out in the tourism flow-ons, which is seeing, for instance, Chinatown restaurants claiming that businesses are down by 50 to 60%, which impacts us again.
We've seen some figures from ABARES released this week that show the production value in the seafood industry will slide by 12% in this financial year alone. Now that we've got these figures that are hard and we can see the exact impact of coronavirus, how do we go about planning the way forward from here?
So I thank the Australian government for one of the early actions that they took, which was to provide us a dedicated Austrade representative to help us develop alternate markets. That will be useful in the medium term for some businesses. I think it's the way that businesses here are impacted varies a lot, and the people that are really hurting right now are a lot of our smaller businesses. And so what we're actually lobbying for is for the farm household allowance, which is available for just about every type of agriculture except wild catch fishes. We're asking for that inequity to be corrected so that we have a safety net like everybody else. But we also recognise that in the short term, we're going to probably need a bit more of some cash injection to keep those businesses alive. That is really important so that when the market does turn, and it will, we've still got a vibrant and viable industry to be able to continue to provide fantastic sustainable seafood to Australian and domestic and international markets.
So would you say that the industry's been too reliant on the Chinese market in the past, and that opening up that market access to other countries is really important so that exporters are a bit more diversified, so something like a coronavirus doesn't have such a big and broad-reaching impact?
Look, Eddie, with everything, it's a risk-reward equation that businesses need to work through. And I think for us in the seafood industry, the rewards from the Chinese market are great. So I think the businesses that are focused on the Chinese market do that with a clear understanding of the risks. The thing that's been really difficult about this situation is that domino effect that we've actually seen downturn in associated products like crab, for instance. So once the rock lobster that was headed to China, make it to China and came onto the domestic market, it actually led to price pressure for other products like crab, for instance, which, you know, we have had reports that those prices dropped by 50%. So it's not so much that everybody in this industry was looking to a single market. It's when such a significant market collapses, it has an impact right through our industry. So, you know, we think that diversified markets are a good idea, but it's not for me to tell those exporters where they should and shouldn't be selling their seafood.
Now, you did mention at the top of this that access into China is slowly opening up again. Can you shed a little bit more light on that? What is the movement like into China at the moment?
Well, look, really, really early days, and we do need to be pretty cautious, you know, before we get excited. I mean, for instance, some people are suggesting that the seafood trade really may resume in April, May, but we are also seeing limited product moving up that way. So, you know, it's very, very early days. We just hope that it does slowly open up and we can get product into China.
Seafood Industry Australia Chief Executive Jane Lovell speaking there about the impact of coronavirus on the sector. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for this Wednesday. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.